Myers is probably lying, and Greta Garbo is probably crying, while Robert Taylor is locked in her dying embrace. Chico and Groucho and Chaplin and Lloyd are all super. Sweet Mickey Mouse, Shirley Temple, and dear Jackie
Let's
Cooper.
You're listening to Breakfast, and I'm joined in the studio by resident film critic Kevin Suarez, who's going to share his thoughts on the latest flicks around town, filling in for Michael Jones. Kevin, what have you seen? What can you tell me?
Hello there, Sean. I mean, Julia. So we're looking at three movies today: Aquaman, The Favourite, and Cold War. Three very different movies. Mm-hmm. And so let's start off with Aquaman, right?
Let's do it.
You're a fan of the comic book superhero movies?
I can't say I am, unfortunately. Sorry, Kev.
That's fair enough. Well, Aquaman stars Jason Momoa as Aquaman and is directed by James Wan. I think that the movie itself was just good fun. It doesn't try to take itself so seriously as some of the previous DC movies do. But the main issue that I have with it, or two issues, is that the CGI is really hit and miss. And so especially during the underwater scenes, it looks pretty obvious that the entire bodies and the hair and everything is CGI, but the faces are real. So then the faces just sort of seem a bit off. When you're watching all of these characters talk to each other, I just got really distracted.
It's 2018, though.
Yeah,
it's unacceptable.
Exactly. The CGI could have been a bit better. Mm-hmm. And not only that, but even though it has a sense of fun and the acting and the direction is good, it sort of still comes off as an early Marvel movie, like from 10 years ago. So it's good that they're making movies actually watchable, but from, you know, stuff that would have been passable 10 years ago, right? And hopefully within the next couple of, you know, movies, then DC can up their game to something like what Marvel is producing nowadays, you know, which is more stuff that is, I guess, politically driven or very different to what we're used to when it comes to superhero movies.
Okay. Is that anything to do with the audience? Maybe it's made for kids and they can just skip that part of the budget. Just, oh, whatever.
Yeah,
CGI,
I suppose. I mean, overall, like, it is a decent movie. Like, I would give it a thumbs up, but, you know, don't expect anything amazing out of it like what we've been getting from other superhero movies this year.
Okay. All right. Thumbs up, though.
Yes. The second movie is The Favourite. And it features the story is about two women who vie for the attention and the love of Queen Anne, so set in England a couple hundred years ago. And it's directed by Yorgos Lanthimos, and his work, it can be a little bit eccentric. And so the characters can sometimes come off as a bit weird or a bit off, but like the previous movie that he made, The Killing of a Sacred Deer, I watched it, reviewed it, I completely hated the movie because everything just seemed not quite right. I didn't really enjoy the movie at all. But here, instead of it being a drama and it being a comedy, that sort of his directorial style of making the characters a bit weird and so on works so much better for a comedy. And I definitely got a lot of laughs out of it, and the direction, it works. It had some pretty interesting directorial choices. I think he uses like one of those fisheye lenses as well, which you don't really see in movies nowadays.
Period films either.
Yeah, or period films. Exactly. And it seemed like a pretty interesting look at, you know, the war between England and France, and working as a character-based movie between two people trying to get Queen Anne's attention. I thought that it worked really well as well. But the main issue that I had with it was that by the end of the movie, it just sort of started getting a bit dry. It started getting a bit too serious, and it dropped a comedic angle. And I thought that the movie could have, you know, maybe gotten rid of the final 10, maybe 20 minutes, because at that point, the movie, it just sort of ran its course, to be honest. But overall, I'd also give it a thumbs up.
Ah, there we go. Okay.
And finally, Cold War. So the film is set during... The film is set during, surprise, surprise, the Cold War, and features a romance, an impossible romance between two people who are caught up in the events of what's happening in Europe around that time. And I thought that as a romance film, I mean, to be honest, they've sort of been played out by this point. Like, we sort of, you know, had every kind of romance film available, already released. And here it tries to do something unique. It only goes for about 90 minutes, so it's a bit shorter than the 2 hours and a bit that other movies nowadays are coming out with. So it's a little bit shorter than you'd expect, but it doesn't waste a single moment of its time. Every minute counts, and the narrative has a very good pace to it. The acting is excellent, and I felt that as a romance movie, it had a very unique and interesting angle of trying to frame a romance between a guy and a girl in what's happening at that moment in Europe. And how the romance blossoms, but then sort of breaks up depending on the stages of the Cold War, and what's happening on a political climate, like a macrocosm is happening on a microcosm between these two people as well. But I do think that the directorial choice of having it in black and white and in widescreen with the two black bars, sort of like, you know, the TV screens of, you know, 20 years ago, like, instead of having it in full screen, I think a couple of people might be a little bit put off by this sort of choice in how to present the movie. So, like, I know for some people that's a deal breaker, so I thought I should just, you know, mention that now. Black and white, and, you know, it's not in the usual aspect ratio for movies nowadays. But again, that's a fairly minor issue for me. I'm used to watching, you know, stuff in that same aspect ratio and in black and white, really old episodes of Doctor Who, so that's not an issue for me. But again, I give that a thumbs up. I give all three of them a thumbs up, but to be honest, my favorite of the three would be The Favourite.
Nice. Yeah, I like what you did there.
I didn't realize I was actually going to, do that. But yeah, that's fantastic. I'm sticking with it, yeah.
I mean, the Cold War one sounds amazing. I mean, Forbidden Love with the context of the Cold War would have been insane. Was it like, was one of the lead characters part of the Secret Service, or were they like forbidden, you know, artists who were censored, or? Like...
Yes, they were both artists. Ah. One of them was a dancer and one of them was a director.
Oh, that reminds me of another film. I can't remember it. during the same time. Yeah, no, a tumultuous time in history. I can't imagine living under those circumstances.
Yeah, meaning at all.
Oh, there you go.
Did any of them capture your attention? Is there one that perhaps
I'm a sucker for historical fiction, so definitely Cold War One. So Aquaman, not so much.
Oh, okay. Well, I thought I had you sold on that one. But, well, I gave it a good go.
All right. Well, Kev, thank you so much for your reviews.
You're welcome.
All right. That was Kevin Suarez, resident film critic, filling in for Michael Jones today on Breakfast, discussing some new flicks around town to catch.